The Samjhota probe. Will we ever know the truth? So far, the NIA has, in fact, not altered its charge sheet in court. It has stuck to its hypothesis, to its working theory that these were right-wing Hindus, including Aseema Nand, who has been charge sheeted in this case, who were responsible for the blast. But simultaneously, the NIA chief has given comments earlier talking about how he's still pursuing a Lashkar dimension and he's waiting for intelligence to come back from the United States of America. However, a testimony by a police officer who actually probed this particular blast has added a brand new dimension to this entire debate. We have with us in the studio V.N. Rai. He's the former chief of the SIT that in Haryana that was probing the Samjhota blast, and we'll be talking to him in just a moment. The panel will be reacting to his comments once they've heard him. G.V.L. Narasimha Rao of the BJP is with us. Ajoy Kumar of the Congress is with us. Rakesh Sinha, professor and RSS ideologue, is with us. And Vrinda Grover, a well-known advocate and activist, is also with us. आपसे शुरू करती हूँ वीएन राय जी. आपने ये भी कहा कि एक चैनल पे आपने अपना इंटरव्यू दिया, उस चैनल ने आपका इंटरव्यू नहीं लगाया. दिस शो इज लाइव, आपकी कोई सेंसरशिप नहीं होगी. आप जो बोलेंगे, इट विल गो आउट विदाउट अ वर्ड चेंज, बट ऑफ कोर्स द पैनल विल हैव द राइट टू डिबेट एंड आर्ग्यू अबाउट व्हाट यू हैव सेड. अगर आप हमें बताना चाहें, क्योंकि आपने ये भी कहा है कि पहले आपको भी लगा पहले कि इसमें पाकिस्तान और लश्कर का हाथ हो सकता है. यू ऑल्सो वेंट डाउन दैट रूट. आपने ये भी कहा कि कांग्रेस की उस समय की जो सरकार थी वो भी चाहती थी एक तरह से कि यही निकल के आएगा, या सोचती थी यही निकल के आएगा, लेकिन ये निकल के नहीं आया. एक जो फॉर्मर आरएसएस के प्रचारक थे, मैं फॉर्मर कह रही हूं उनको, क्योंकि जब ये हुआ तो वो आरएसएस के साथ नहीं थे, सुशील जोशी, उनका नाम बार बार इसमें आया. सो इफ यू कैन जस्ट रीकैप कि उस समय सुनील जोशी, आई बेग योर पार्डन, उस समय क्या हुआ और क्या पता लगा आपको?
मतलब जहां तक उस चैनल की कंट्रोवर्सी का सवाल है, तो चैनल तो मुझे लगा कि दरअसल मैंने तो उस चैनल का नाम भी नहीं सुना था. उनसे पूछा भी मैंने, भाई आप रेगुलर चैनल है? बोले हम रेगुलर चैनल है. फिर उन्होंने थोड़ा अपना परिचय वगैरह भी दिया और फिर उन्होंने अपनी टीम भी भेजी और 20-25 मिनट उन्होंने लगाया भी. लेकिन जब मैं उनका शो देखने लगा तो मेरी समझ में आया कि उनका तो स्क्रिप्ट कोई लिखा हुआ है और उस लिखे स्क्रिप्ट को ही वो परसू कर रहे थे. इनफैक्ट उन्होंने हमारे एक टीम मेंबर को, भारती अरोड़ा को बुलाया हुआ था. उनसे एक सेंटेंस उन्होंने सेमी कहलवा लिया, एक किसी और क्वेश्चन के आंसर में इंदौर कहलवा लिया, किसी और क्वेश्चन के आंसर में वी वर ऑन द राइट पाथ कहलवा लिया. और तीनों जोड़ दिया, सेमी, इंदौर, राइट पाथ. और साहब उसके बाद MHA ने हमसे स्नैच कर लिया ये केस और स्नैच करके NIA को दे दिया, और NIA ने बिल्कुल जो है अपोजिट थ्योरी शुरू कर दी. इस तरीके का उन्होंने कुछ बिल्डअप किया.
चले चैनल को छोड़िए, ऑन दिस चैनल यू आर ऑन, यू आर अनसेंसर्ड, द पैनल इज लिसनिंग टू यू. सुनील जोशी, हुम यू फाउंड एट द एंटायर हार्ट ऑफ दिस कंट्रोवर्सी, उसके बारे में आप बताइए. एंड आप ये भी बताइए हाउ यू डिड इन्वेस्टिगेट द पाकिस्तान एंगल, पर आपको उसमें कोई कॉन्क्रीट सबूत नहीं मिले.
देखिए, नटशेल में क्या है कि हम बहुत लकी थे, जब ये ब्लास्ट हुआ है तो हमको एक इंटैक्ट डिवाइस मिल गया.
जी,
जो डिवाइसेस यूज किए गए थे, दीज वर इंसेंडरी डिवाइसेस, एसेंशियली इंसेंडरी डिवाइसेस विद वेरी स्मॉल ट्रेसेस ऑफ एक्सप्लोसिव्स वेयर देयर.
यस,
एक्सप्लोसिव्स वेयर देयर टू गिव इफेक्ट एक्सप्लोजन सो दैट मोर फायर इज कॉज्ड. एंड एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, इफ आई रिमेंबर करेक्टली, विद इन फ्यू डेज ईदर द फॉरेन मिनिस्टर्स वेयर टू मीट ऑफ द टू कंट्रीज
और
द ओके, तो इन दैट केस एवरीबॉडी थॉट दैट दिस इज द ओल्ड ट्रिक ऑफ पाकिस्तान टू डिरेल द टॉक्स. And Simi at that time was very much in focus.
Yes.
Many of their operatives were captured and all those things, they were in jail.
Yes.
So we also thought, initially everybody thought like that only. And I think the entire 2007, the MHA, whenever they wanted to know the progress, they were expecting that we will point out some
Pakistan angle. But you found this man called Sunil Joshi, who used to be with the RSS. Then Sunil Joshi gets murdered later this year. It's a kind of mystery murder. Nobody knows what happens. But aapne ek statement diya hai, I'm 100% sure that Sunil Joshi was involved.
Everybody is sure now.
How can you be 100% sure?
You have to be 100% sure. How else?
So what was the proof that you found?
No, I will tell you. We proved three things.
Yes.
We proved, number one, that the epicenter is Indore.
Yes.
In fact, that was the most difficult
part. जो suitcase था जिसमें explosives थे, वो इंदौर की एक दुकान,
जो सारे ही सामान थे, जो पूरा डिवाइस बना हुआ था, जो हमें इंटैक्ट मिला, उसको हमने डिसमेंटल किया. डिसमेंटल करके हमने जो है सारी चीजें, मार्केट पूरा का पूरा हिंदुस्तान का खंगाला, और फिर हम इंदौर पहुंचते हैं, उस दुकान में पहुंचते हैं जहां सूटकेस मिलता है। तो ये कि इस तरह से, और विद इन ए किलोमीटर ऑफ दैट शॉप वी डिस्कवर्ड अदर शॉप्स फ्रॉम वेयर अदर आइटम्स वर प्रोक्योर्ड। तो एक तरह से एपी सेंटर वहां पे बन जाता है। इंदौर उस समय सिमी का भी एपी सेंटर था, उनका भी था, हिंदुत्व का भी लोग जो है एक्टिव जो लोग थे वो भी वहां पे काम कर रहे थे। और मुझे कहना चाहिए कि उस समय हमें इंदौर पुलिस से कोई बहुत ज़्यादा कोऑपरेशन मिला नहीं, सही बात है। हमने 5-7 दिन वहाँ पे लगाए थे, लेकिन जैसा कोऑपरेशन मिलना चाहिए था नहीं मिला, और हमें प्राइवेटली बाकी पुलिस वालों ने बताया कि आपको मिलेगा भी नहीं, और फॉर ऑब्वियस रीजन,
क्योंकि ऑब्वियस रीजन यू आर इंप्लाइंग दैट देयर वाज अ बीजेपी गवर्नमेंट इन पावर इन मध्य प्रदेश, सो यू डिड नॉट गेट कोऑपरेशन।
आई डोंट नो वेदर दैट वाज द केस, बट दे वर ट्राइंग नॉट टू बी।
ओके, सो यू फाइंड द एपिसेंटर इन इंदौर, व्हिच यू से इज आल्सो अ सेमी बेस, आल्सो हिंदुत्व ग्रुप्स बेस। हाउ डू यू नैरो इट डाउन टू सुनील जोशी?
No, just listen to me. This is the one thing that we established.
Okay.
Thereafter, there were two young boys in that shop who were the salesmen.
Yes.
So we started, these are the two boys who had handled the whole transaction. They had sold the suitcases. Then in the evening, those two boys who had actually come and procured those suitcases, they came back to take it back after the cloth was stitched over it.
Okay.
और उसके बाद ये जो दो लड़के थे, इनमें से ये खोजा मुस्लिम, सॉरी एक बोहरा मुस्लिम की शॉप थी
जी,
और ये दो जो लड़के थे इनमें से एक हिंदू था एक मुस्लिम था, और उनसे हमने काफ़ी डिटेल में बात की। हमने उनसे पूछा भाई कि ये लोकल लोग थे? उन्होंने कहा लोकल लोग थे, 100% लोकल थे। क्या ये इंदौर के लोग थे? इंदौर के लोग थे। और हमने उनसे फिर एक दो दिन में जब कॉन्फिडेंस में ले लिया उनको, तो उन्होंने हमें ये भी कन्फाइड किया कि ये दोनों हिंदू थे जो आए थे। भाई कैसे आ बता सकते? बोले नहीं, वो बोलने से हमारी समझ में आ जाता है कि उनका बैकग्राउंड मुस्लिम है कि हिंदू है। लेकिन ऐसे पुलिस इन्वेस्टिगेशन नहीं चलती कि आपने हिंदू कह दिया और हमने मान लिया। तो फिर हमने वहाँ पे और करना शुरू किया
जी,
कौन से हिंदू ग्रुप्स एक्टिव हैं, कौन से लड़के एक्टिव हैं, एटसेट्रा एटसेट्रा, और ये सब करते कराते अभी हम ब्लाइंड ही चल रहे हैं। अभी सुनील जोशी इज नॉट अपीयर्ड। इनफैक्ट सुनील जोशी का अपीयरेंस होता है उसके मर्डर के बाद होता है। जब उसका एक बार मर्डर हो गया सुनील जोशी का, मेरे सुनील जोशी का भी नाम आ रहा है, मतलब जो लिस्टें बनाई जा रही हैं जो एक्टिव लोग हैं उनमें सबके नाम आ रहे हैं वगैरह वगैरह, बट सुनील जोशी इज नॉट टू बी फाउंड,
ही इज गॉन अंडरग्राउंड।
हाँ, बट जब उसका एक बार मर्डर होता है, तो मर्डर होने के बाद जो ग्रेपवाइन है और जो तमाम बातचीत होती है और तमाम लोगों से बातचीत होती है, उसमें लगता है कि साहब ये सुनील जोशी इसमें मेन आदमी होगा। और दो जो उसके मेन आदमी जो मर्डर करने वाले हैं, सांगरे और आंगरे, वो दोनों गायब हो जाते हैं, वो आज तक भी गायब हैं, है ना, ये भी उनको नहीं पकड़ पाया। तो धीरे धीरे इस तरीके से हम नैरो डाउन होते हैं, और ये 2007 के बाद ये 2008 आ जाता है। अगला जो ब्रेक थ्रू है हमारा वो होता है जब मालेगांव 2 होता है, और मालेगांव 2 के समय जो ATS था महाराष्ट्र का, आपको याद होगा ATS वाज हेडेड बाय दैट टाइम इट वाज हेडेड बाय हेमंत करकरे। तो हेमंत करकरे से हमारा डिटेल में बात हुआ। उनका भी किस्मत अच्छी थी, जैसे हमारी किस्मत अच्छी थी हमको एक अटैची केस मिल गया, वैसे उनका भी किस्मत अच्छी थी उनको मोटरसाइकिल मिल गया, और उस मोटरसाइकिल से वो फिर प्रज्ञा सिंह ठाकुर तक जाते हैं और तमाम लोगों का उनके नाम आते हैं। उनसे हमारा डिटेल में बात हुई थी, और जो हमारी डिटेल में बात हुई उन्होंने कहा कि हाँ ये चीज़ें कंफर्म हो रही हैं, सुनील जोशी भी कंफर्म हो रहा है, ये लोग भी कंफर्म हो रहे हैं।
एक मिनट जी, बिफोर आई ओपन इट अप मिस्टर राय, वन थिंग आई डू हैव टू आस्क यू इज कि सिंस देन आप देखेंगे, आप साध्वी प्रज्ञा इज प्रोबेबली गोइंग टू गेट बेल, द NIA इज नॉट अपोजिंग इट, समझौता में 19 विटनेसेस हैव टर्न्ड हॉस्टाइल, उसमें जो एक कर्नल पुरोहित है वो ही कीप्स राइटिंग लेटर्स, ही इज रिटन अ लेटर टू द डिफेंस मिनिस्टर वेयर ही एक्चुअली इस साल उन्होंने बोला है कि मैं तो आई हैड इन्फिल्ट्रेटेड, आई वॉज अ मिलिट्री इंटेलिजेंस ऑफिसर एंड माई रिपोर्ट ऑन सिमी एंड ISI हैड क्लियर मेंशन ऑफ द हैंड ऑफ द लश्कर इन समझौता ब्लास्ट। हाउ आर यू एबल टू रूल आउट the Lashkar hand, just quickly before I want the panel to react to what you said so far?
Dekho, the rule out is a different thing. I mean, rule
or
out,
how did you assert this comment that you just made? I'm 100% sure sab jante hain, main hi kyun sab jante hain, Sunil Joshi was at the heart of this, kyunki isme Aseemanand ka bhi naam hai aur abhi bhi hai NIA chief charge
ke baad tamam log pakde gaye na
ji,
jab Maharashtra ATS ne tamam logon ko giraftar kiya, uske baad ye 2008 ki baat hai
ji,
2009 ki baat hai, iske baad fir ye ki log bahut se log abscond kar rahe the, उनके फिर रेड होने शुरू होते। देखिए 2009 में मॉनिटरिंग हमने केस की CBI को दे दी थी, क्योंकि CBI के पास और कई पैरेलल केसेस ऑलरेडी थे
जी।
तो वो मॉनिटरिंग देने के बाद, अच्छा दूसरा और मैं आपको बताता हूँ कि क्यों नहीं इन्वॉल्व थे। आपको याद होगा एक 2007 में एक दूसरा केस हुआ था, मक्का मस्जिद हैदराबाद का केस। हैदराबाद का केस जो है उसके सिग्नेचर्स बिल्कुल वही थे जो हमारे समझौता एक्सप्रेस के थे, इवन अजमेर शरीफ के भी सिग्नेचर्स वही थे। मैं सिग्नेचर कह रहा
हूँ। So you're saying, what do you mean by signature?
सिग्नेचर मतलब कि exactly उसी ग्रुप ने
काम किया। So you're saying जिसने समझौता किया, they're also responsible for मक्का मस्जिद and अजमेर।
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that is in fact what the NIA charge sheet also suggests, जो अभी तक बदली नहीं गई। Mr. Rai, you know, you've given your account and we'll bring you back in. I just want initial reactions to what you've said so far. I'll start with you, GVL Narasimha Rao. Mr. Rao, the fact is that your party has attacked the Congress for politicizing terror, especially when it comes to the Ishrat Jahan case. But here, the fact that you actually have the police officer who probed Samjhota, saying that he too went on the Lashkar trail, he did not find anything, that he believes that a man who was once with the RSS, Sunil Joshi, who is then mysteriously murdered, is at the heart of this, that the NIA charge sheet continues to talk about, so far remains unaltered, even though we hear that the NIA chief is pursuing the Lashkar lead, something that the police officer in question says he tried and hit a dead end. This has nothing to do with Lashkar. How does this for you change the debate around saffron terror, as the nomenclature has come to be called?
I think the whole thing is nothing but a conspiracy to defame the entire Hindu community.
By whom?
An attempt by
conspiracy
people.
Conspiracy by whom? Because the NIA charge sheet also says what Mr. Rai is saying. Currently, so far.
Can I complete this?
Yes, please.
Can I complete my statement?
Yes, yes, please.
I think this was largely, this conspiracy was hatched by the Congress party and a number of people who were officers in the ministry, Home Affairs, Home Ministry at that time. A number of police officers. We have seen how an SIT chief in Ishrat Jahan case became a party to the entire operation, how he actually wanted to carry out a witch hunt against political rivals of the Congress party. Mm. The whole country knows this. This has now become a very favorite topic. How the Congress party subverted the police, how they subverted the institutions like NIA, how they did not take any evidence that was available on record to show
Mr.
that LED was sponsoring this attack. Please complete. Can I?
Sir, just a clarification, interjection.
No,
NIA has not altered its charge sheet thus far.
I am speaking. Fine, that's okay. But my statements do not change because of that. I'm saying people of this country would rather believe UN Sanctions Committee report, US Treasury Department inquiry, where they were not vested interest in our investigations into Samjhota blast. And I'll read a statement to you from the UN Sanctions Committee. This clearly talks about Arif Kasmani is the chief coordinator of Lashkar-e-Taiba's dealings.
Yes.
He has worked with the LET to facilitate terrorist attacks, and including the 2006 July train bombings in Mumbai and the February 2007 Samjhota Express bombing in Panipat, India.
Yes.
This is UN Sanctions Committee report. And it further says Kasmani conducted the fundraising activities and utilized money that he received from Dawood Abraham to facilitate the train bombings.
Okay.
I think I do not have any trust in a number of these so-called investigating officers who acted as conduits for the Congress party.
How can you make a comment like that about a police officer who retired as director of the National Police Academy in Hyderabad, by the way? Just to make
there,
it clear.
No, there is enough evidence to show. In the Ishrat Jahan case, the SIT officer had refused to take on record evidence that was made available as forensic evidence by a group of experts.
If you would like to just come in and
I said, I'm not interested in going by.
Okay, sir, let others speak. Just a quick response there, and I want to get the others in.
No, I don't think I am at liberty to talk as wild as this gentleman is talking. Mm-hmm. He must be representing a party and he has to.
But he's raising Kasmani. He's raising.
I didn't know that UN Secretary General supervises a criminal investigation going on in India. Is it the job of UN to supervise a criminal investigation going on in India? It is not part of our investigation. For the first time, I am hearing all this.
Rakesh Sinha.
Barkha, when you started introduction,
yes.
I was a little excited that I would get something new from him. Hmm. But he has come with an old script. There is nothing new.
But if you Barkha, call it a Barkha, script, this is also the NIA charge sheet. May I remind all of you, currently, this is the NIA charge sheet.
No, let me come.
Yes.
Now, his interview with you vindicates that why that channel has censored his interview. There is nothing new.
Why should anyone be censored?
No, there is nothing new.
Firstly, no one should be censored.
I think more than that, a Delhi-based magazine, I will not take his name, that has written more than him. But what there are three things here. NIA has not changed its charges, you are saying. This means government is not pressurizing. NIA is doing its own
job. But Mr. Rao is saying that NIA is lying, Mr. Rao is lying.
Let me give an example. Because Pragya Thakur's name came in between. Pragya Thakur, 2008 to 2014, it was a UPA government. And NIA was under the UPA Home Minister.
Yes.
Not a single charge, substantive charge was put into the court. There is no trial. A woman... I am just thinking. A woman, because she is a daughter of a Thakur, she is a daughter of a Hindu, so any allegation...
This is the truth.
Had she been a Muslim, no police officer could have led such a charge.
100 boys were lined up in Hyderabad in Makkah Masjid wrongly, sir. Nine Muslims were acquitted in Malegaon 2006. What do you mean? You know this government, what government has directed to the police? No Muslim should be arrested.
No, this is the first time. I am finishing. No Muslim should be arrested.
Barka.
Because there is a right or there is something.
I just want to say for the last sentence.
As far as Samjhota, who has Sunil Joshi's name come? I don't think that Sunil Joshi is anywhere. It is a job of the NIA to probe.
Okay,
but you are proving that Sunil Joshi is epicenter. Indore is epicenter. If terrorism will take place, some place
okay,
will be
okay, epicenter. Okay, can I the others? Now all three of you have had your say. Ajoy first, then Vrinda. Ajoy, quickly go ahead.
Barka, first of all, you see the way Mr. Rao and Mr. Rakesh Sinha attacks the integrity of officers who have nothing to do with politics. And the other issue is this Amar Chitra Katha kind of studies. UN is researching. The Madeleine Albright also said that there were certain Madeleine. The American government said Mr. Modi was involved in the Gujarat riots. That they will not.
Terrorism is a global phenomenon.
Let's go by evidence. Let's go purely by evidence. Don't see terrorism in isolation. Can I finish, Mr. Rakesh Sinha?
No, you are misinterpreting.
Mr. Rakesh Sinha, the problem is when you were speaking, I was not speaking. Why don't you listen for a minute? I don't want to be a part of your mutated definition of Hinduism.
Ajoy, make your point.
Let's stick to the issue.
Ajoy, go ahead.
Let me stick. But when they bring the Hindus in between this, their mutated definition of Hinduism. Why are they nervous? Because Asim Anand goes right up to Mr. Indresh Kumar and Mohan Bhagwat. Why do you think Ms. Salian, who was a high integrity person, removed from Malegaon blast?
Why was the Director General of NIA given an extension?
He's a contract for the company.
One second, let me complete, my friend. Why do you keep talking, sir?
Why do you keep talking?
Okay, let me relax. Rakesh ji, relax. The fact is, let me speak, please.
Ajoy, let me speak.
Now you made your point.
Mr. Rakesh Sinha, I didn't interrupt.
Ajoy, now 1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay, the issue is, let me finish. Barka, the problem is whether it is Mr. Hemant Harkarkare who gave his life for this country, whether it's Mr. Rai of High Integrity who's got nothing to do with politics, whether the evidence is overwhelming. What do? Because the BJP RSS house of cards will collapse because it goes right up to the top. and now they are saying this, Mr. Colonel, is the biggest nonsense. You are so incompetent, you could find nothing. Military intelligence doesn't probe inside India. What nonsense do they keep creating these stories?
Okay, now I want to give Vrinda. Now, ask the politicians to hold on. Ajoy, you've made your point. Vrinda, the fact is that you have Mr. Rai coming out today because I guess there is a certain apprehension about the fact that the Lashkar theory has returned. Now, Mr. Rao quotes from a UN body, there is a David Headley link just as there was in Ishrat. We're seeing that again, that Headley and that linkage can be drawn to Samjhota. So why should we give up that lead? Vrinda, how do you see Mr. Rai's renewed, I would call it a renewed assertion?
As I understand it, Mr. Rai conducted an investigation.
Yes.
Whatever he's telling you today on the channel, he has not suddenly thought of it.
Yes.
He has put all this down, I imagine, in his investigating report, in the documentation that was done.
Yes.
And I think what was very important to note when he was speaking, this is how investigation is done. What he termed as good luck is actually how you look for clues.
Yeah.
One piece of evidence led him to another piece of evidence. He was not following an agenda of anybody.
Yes.
He did have some hypothesis. Hmm. He thought that it was perhaps Simi and others because there was such blast. But the evidence led him elsewhere. And therefore, as an honest investigator, he followed the clues and arrived at a conclusion, a finding based on evidence and proof, on the basis of which people have been arrested and charge sheeted.
Okay.
Political parties may find it inconvenient and may want to give other attributes.
Yes.
Insofar as the UN sanctioned report is referred to,
yeah,
it does not conduct forensic investigation, which has been done by Mr. Rai.
Yeah.
Secondly, David Headley gave us nothing in the Ishrat matter. He is not giving you evidence. They can continue vitiating and polluting the facts over here.
Okay.
It will not change what has been said. I just want to add two things.
Okay.
Professor Sinha said there is no new script. There should be no new script. Cases should not change with political parties coming or going. We are facing an institutional crisis in this country. If police officers who are working according to rule of law, who allegiance to rule of law, are going to be targeted in this manner, I would hazard a guess.
Then,
Mr. V.N. Rai may be a practicing Hindu.
Then Sarath Kumar,
why are you bringing Hindu and Muslim into this?
No.
These terror blasts.
No, when you
these
are calling
terror blasts.
No, when you are calling Hindu terrorism.
Professor Sinha, do not interrupt anybody. You have no patience. What kind
shame
of a Hindu
you,
are you?
No,
you do not know how to listen to another person.
You are acting
what
on the state of the Congress. You are acting. You are not
no,
not an object.
Do not interrupt.
You are not object. Everybody in the world knows
you are not object.
You are not object. You are part of the same system.
It cannot be that the moment you don't agree with somebody, it cannot be Rakesh ji, ki aap kisi se sehmat nahi hai, ye to Congress hai. ये तो बिके हुए हैं. You have to.
No,
we
I
all
say,
have to be able
say,
to argue on the
I
issue.
Just, when she's
we
making allegations, when
RS,
my
friends,
Ajoy ji, 1 minute.
10 seconds.
10 seconds, then Mr. Rai, then Mr. Rao. Yeah.
When NIA is making investigation,
Ajoy, hang on.
You are getting nothing. It was the UPA government till 2014. And what did you get? What
okay,
did you
Mr.
get?
Rai, Mr.
There's
Rai.
No trial against Pragya Thakur in the court.
Mr.
8 years he was in jail.
Okay,
8 years he was in prison. There's no trial. But Dinda will consider her
court. Okay, 1 minute.
You are literally
Rakesh ji.
Don't pretend that
Rakesh ji. Can I just say something here?
Shame on you, sir.
1 minute. Ajoy. The point is, what everyone on this panel seems to be forgetting is that the NIA currently is also saying what Mr. Rai is saying. Whether they change their mind tomorrow, we don't know. But this is the charge sheet in court. So we should not be so quick to dismiss it, Mr. Rao, as a bunch of lies. Because Mr. Rao, while you question the integrity of V.N. Rai here, NIA chief who's been given an extension, who is pursuing the Lashkar lead so far, has not altered one word of that charge sheet. And that charge sheet does back up what Mr. Rai has said. So are you saying the NIA is also a bunch of liars, Mr. Rao?
Yeah, Barkha, I'm not giving any certificates to any police officers, but I am clearly showing that there has been a political narrative to somehow target the RSS and to defame the entire Hindu community in this country. Let me finish. I did not interrupt anybody.
Not
okay,
at all.
Sonia
don't say
Gandhi,
Hindu community.
Ajoy, let him speak.
For terrorists.
Ajoy,
Sonia
let him
Gandhi,
speak.
I, please keep quiet.
Ajoy, let him speak.
I did not
they
speak.
Say Hindu community.
Ajoy, let him speak. Ajoy, let him speak. You will get your turn to respond. I will have to bring a mic down. My mic down and let Mr. Rao speak first. Yes. Ajoy, you will have your turn. You will have your turn, Mr. Ajoy. Ajoy's mic down. Mr. Rao, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Rao. Go ahead.
You see, I'm saying this was the whole thing falls into a pattern because Lakshar-e-Taiba, Rahul Gandhi gave a clean certificate to Lakshar-e-Taiba in his interactions with the US interlocutors. We know this from WikiLeaks. He said Lakshar-e-Taiba is not a threat for us. Hindu groups are a threat.
Okay.
And you know, Sonia Gandhi shedding tears for terrorists. So this, and then Shinde talking about Hindu terror on the floor of parliament.
But Mr. Rao, R.K. Singh as Home Secretary also spoke about, R.K. Singh, your MP as Home Secretary also spoke about Hindu groups being linked to these terror blasts, may I remind you, if we are quoting old comments. And Sonia Gandhi's answer was what she said on Bhatla House, that's no problem. But Mr. R.K. Singh is your MP.
Can I just quickly finish?
Yes.
I'm not commenting on individual officers, but I am pointing to a larger conspiracy that was hatched by the Congress party. And there are sections among politicians, jihadi groups, there are sections among media, there are sections in the legal profession, all want the same narrative to be pursued.
Okay, Vrinda, and then Ajoy, and then I have to take last comments. Okay, Vrinda, go ahead.
I think what we need to focus on over here is that these kind of terror blasts, which are being deriving their inspiration and motivation from some form of religious extremism, for ordinary citizens of this country are a very severe threat and are a very serious threat to the integrity of India. If political parties are going to say this is for Hindus and not for citizens, I think that political party is going to cause severe damage to India.
Okay.
Whether there is politicization taking place elsewhere,
Barka,
but to throw, I have not found one substantive thing that has been said in response to what Mr. Rai as an investigator has said.
Okay.
Apart from throwing mud at each other,
UN sanctions what committee are we report. Talking
about? I'll ask Mr. Rai to respond to that. I'll ask
there
Mr. Rai to respond to that.
Are,
one sec, yeah, but...
Can I just
Barka,
finish?
Yeah, yeah, let her finish.
These matters
Barka,
are pending
Ajoy, let
in
finish.
Court.
Ajoy, let Vrinda finish, yeah.
These matters are pending in court, repeatedly in the Ishrat matter, and even today, Mr. Rao has spoken about the SIT. First, he's very weak on facts. Secondly, that SIT investigation was monitored repeatedly and regularly by a division bench of the Gujarat High Court. Are you now going to attack the judiciary of this country?
Okay. Let Ajoy come in and Rakesh.
All institutions to crumble.
I have to give Mr. Rai back.
Jeopardized by this political party. And you are repeatedly speaking for Hindus, or do you represent the national political party?
Vrindaji, there is a question for you. You say that some religious
group... No, Mr. Sinha, I will...
Oh, some religious...
I please, Mr. Sinha, oh, do religion. Not interrupt.
Okay. Let me
10 seconds.
Closing comments. Closing.
Some religious group inspiring these...
Let me finish.
My question is that, will you condemn Islam because it is inspiring ISIS?
No one is condemning any religion. Why are they making this about... This is not Hindu versus Islam. This is not Hinduism versus Islam.
The first question is the point is the BJP and the RSS, whenever they are weak on facts, will come on these ridiculous allegations, emotion. The same Congress, if they want, whether it is the Mumbai train blast, Simmi was involved, Indian Mujahideen was involved, action was taken against them. By as Mr. Rai said, they went towards LET, that is what it looked like.
Okay.
And then it turned out to be Sunil Joshi, Asim Anand, Colonel Pragyan Thakur, and look at the way NIA and the way they made
Rai.
The
PG
of NIA, contract labor, Mr. Sharad Kumar is on
extension.
One retired police officer is
don't destroy institution.
NIA,
NIA and he is saying the same thing right now. Rakesh ji,
in the rule of the NIA report,
Rakesh ji, abhi tak to NIA aur Rai ji ek hi baat bol rahe
hain.
To
theek hai,
abhi, are stop, let's stop.
NIA ka investigation hone dijiye.
Last word, last word. One minute. On this thing of... Ajoy, I have to ask a question. Ajoy, let me ask the question now. Ajoy, Mr. Rai, you get the last word. You see, this is how it becomes political. The question is this. On the UN sanctions report that Mr. Rao referred to, on the Headley link, on the Kaswani angle, aap kya kahenge? What would you say?
Look, Headley, Kaswani, UN report, ye hamare investigation ka hissa nahi tha. 2010 तक में इन्वेस्टिगेशन से था एसोसिएटेड था 2007-08 तो बहुत एक्टिवली था 9 में मॉनिटरिंग सीबीआई को चली जाती है 10 के शुरू में मैं भी हरियाणा से चला जाता हूं आई गो आउट ऑन डेपुटेशन लेकिन मैं एक बात कहना चाहता हूं मैंने भी 35 साल पुलिस में गुजारे हैं हमारा जो सारा है यू कैन चेक अबाउट माय सेल्फ इन द कार्डर माय रेपुटेशन एंड एज ए इन्वेस्टिगेटर एंड एज ए लॉयर ऑर्डर मैन हमारा इंटरेस्ट सिर्फ लॉ है और जस्टिस है उसके अलावा कोई इंटरेस्ट नहीं था और वरना बड़ा आसान था हमारे लिए हम भी बड़े कुडोज ले सकते थे दो चार सिमी के पकड़ लो जेल में तो बैठे हुए थे ना पकड़ के ले आते इन और कर लेते सब कुछ, वो तो बड़ा आसान काम था हमारे लिए, हम कर सकते थे. जो मक्का मस्जिद में हुआ एंड द वे द गवर्नमेंट हैज सफर्ड इट्स क्रेडिबिलिटी, जिसमें आपने गलत लोग पकड़े, लोगों ने प्रोटेस्ट किया, प्रोटेस्ट करके उन पर गोलियां चलाई गई, लोग मारे गए और बाकायदा एक नार्को टेस्ट एक ऐसी महिला से कराया गया, एक प्रोफेसर से, जो कि पूरी फेक थी, इनकी डिग्रियाँ फेक थी, और वो मुझे नार्को टेस्ट दिखाते थे, रिजल्ट दिखाते थे, और मैं कहता था भाई अगर
तो ये कसवानी का एंगल पे आप क्या बोलेंगे, जो फाइनेंसर जो जिससे अमेरिका से इन्फॉर्मेशन मांगी है ना
साहब, कसवानी का एंगल इज नॉट पार्ट ऑफ आवर इन्वेस्टिगेशन. मैं यही कहूंगा कि ये सब कुछ अगर बाद में शामिल हो रहा है, एज फार एज आई एम कंसर्न एज इन्वेस्टिगेटर, आई एम 100% श्योर व्हाट आई हैव इन्वेस्टिगेटेड, द रिजल्ट्स दैट आई प्रोड्यूस्ड, the file that I handed over to NIA, and I'm very
you
happy.
You stand by it.
Yes, I okay, stand
okay.
by it.
Okay, closing comment.
Dow's money is influencing the investigation. A large number of people
sir,
are
at the moment, yes, it is Mr. Ekhan yes, Khadse who's been connected
yes,
to Dow's
yes,
money,
Dow's
sir.
Money
no,
is influencing
sir, come
investigation.
On, come on.
Because
Mr. Khadse is not a good time. Okay, I have to leave it here. I have to leave it here.
What about Asimara, Mr. Sunil Joshi?
Okay, we will leave it here.
And
allegations
what about
are flying
the
thick and fast.
What about the allegation against the RSS?
Mr. Rai is the person. Mr. Rai is the officer who probed this report.
What about that? What
Mr.
About
Rao,
that, sir?
Ajoy,
what
the,
about Sunil
Ajoy,
Joshi?
Thank you. Mr. Rao has questioned Mr. Rai's political neutrality, but at the moment, the NIA, even on the watch of this government, is saying exactly what Mr. Rai is saying. Mr. Rao, you want 10 seconds in there? 10 seconds? Yes, go ahead, Mr. Rao. I have to end.
I think the investigative agencies have certainly not covered themselves with glory, and Congress party by politicizing terror and giving it a religious hue and using it as a political tool.
Okay.
I think they have destroyed.
I have to move on to my other big story.
And
I will have to bring down all the shouting microphones now. Vrinda Grover, Ajoy, Mr. Rao, Rakesh Sinha, and Mr. Rai, thank you for coming out and reiterating what your testimony was in the Samjhota probe, uncensored on this channel. Thank you so much.